There were a lot of eyes opened by the midterm election. And while there's kind of a new wave of Republicans, there are also veterans like our next guest, who America is pretty lucky to have. Senator Jim Inhofe, Republican from Oklahoma, was named the top conservative in the Senate for 2009 by the National Journal. Human Events newspaper recently voted him the most outstanding conservative U.S. senator. It is a real joy to welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show on the Blinds.com guest line, U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe. Senator, great having you back on the program. How you been, sir?
Oh, just great, Mike. I'll be better, though, tomorrow.
What? Tell us why. What's tomorrow?
Well, because I've been waiting for a long time to expose the real truth on the whole earmarks thing, and I'll be doing that tonight. If anyone wants to be watching, it'll be at 4:30 Eastern. Should be on all the C-SPANs.
I am so glad that you can come by to talk about this, because I've been wanting to dive into this with somebody who knows this better than I do. Before we get to the earmark debate, too, Senator, I'm sure you're hearing the stories and you're reading about sort of the pushback that America's passengers going through our airports are starting to exhibit against these new TSA guidelines. Very intrusive, very invasive pat-downs. Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Chief, took to the newspapers today. She wrote a column for USA Today saying, just be patient. This has to be done. We're just trying to keep people safe. But as people's private parts are literally being groped by TSA agents, people are starting to say, wait a minute, is this what we have to go through to fly this Thanksgiving or Christmas season? Is this really necessary? There seems to be almost a passenger revolt going on in America.
Well, Mike, you know, you're talking to the right person. I probably am on airlines more than just about anyone listening to us right now, because I make that trip twice a week. And here's the thing, though. It's different in different areas. You can have a lot of complaints coming out of Los Angeles and no complaints coming out of Washington. So there's not uniformity. There needs to be uniformity, number one. Number two, we now have technology that can do all the PAT stuff.
Right.
And that technology is in about four different areas. It's not all dependent upon one technology. And I think anyone who is sophisticated and evil enough to try to do something, carry something onto a plane, they know pretty well what we have. And if they know that we have four systems, they don't know which one they're going to have to go through. Almost anything can be detected now. And I think the days of padding are should be about over.
Right. And instead, it seems like just the opposite is happening. They're sort of intensifying the pat-down process, saying now they're introducing a process where men can literally, I mean, we've got the audio from a reporter in Houston. There was a cell phone video of a guy saying, I'm going to take my hand and I will be touching your groin. And the guy said, wait a minute, don't touch my groin. I'll have you arrested. And then there was a whole big hullabaloo at the checkpoint, because then the guy brought his supervisor over saying, we've got a problem passenger here. I mean, most Americans are not going to want to have their private parts touched by a TSA agent.
But keep in mind now, this is different in different places. You mentioned Houston. I never go through Houston, so I don't know about that. But it depends on the personnel there, the one in charge.
Right.
Someone in charge is going to do it right. He knows or she knows what technology is there to detect what. And there are some people that are hired who are really not the types that should be in a position of authority. I used to say years ago when I was I was mayor of Tulsa. I had a hard job once, Mike. I was a mayor. And I can remember we had great policemen. But now and then, some people can't handle authority.
Right.
That's the problem. They can't do it. I've seen it all around, and it's just a very small number. But the ones you're hearing from are probably coming from someone who's never had any authority, has never had been in a position where he can tell someone what to do.
All right.
So they can do a better job of uniformity.
Let's dive into something that I've wanted to talk about and have a frank and open discussion for a long time about earmarks. Mm-hmm. Do I have this number right, Senator, that only, I think it's, is it 1.5% of all congressional discretionary revenues or income are devoted to earmarks? Is that the right number?
It's actually some years it's lower than 1%.
Wow.
In this particular fiscal year, 2010, it's $11.1 billion. Now, that would constitute way below 1%. I'm going to be touching that this afternoon on the as one of the arguments that is people are being duped. And I hate to say this, I'm on the losing end of this argument, I know that. But I was, you know, 8 years ago on global warming, I was the only one on the losing end of that.
I remember.
And we ended up winning.
I know, you were right. We had you on our show, and we said, you know, the Senator Inhofe is absolutely correct about this issue.
What I'm going to do this afternoon is show those percentages, show also some of the people who are now rattling the earmark sword, who are really not conservative. And I think that it's almost... You know, I spent more time, maybe not more time, but as much time as anyone else did, going out and recruiting. I was in West Virginia and Colorado and Washington State. We lost all three of those races, but we could have won. It was real close. I worked hard. I was the first one to endorse Marco Rubio over Chris and several of the others. So, you know, they are my people, and I hate to see them make their first vote, and they may have to do it, to turn over and cede to Barack Obama the legislative duty, constitutional duty, that is found in Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. And that's what I'm afraid they'll have to do.
Well, but this is this showdown, Senator, and I'm sure you're sensitive to this. I mean, when you say that people who want to put a moratorium on earmarks are not really conservative, of course, you're criticizing constructively somebody like South Carolina's Senator Jim DeMint, who is a Tea Party favorite and a guy who many of us admire, who's coming out saying we gotta shut earmarks down. Are you suggesting that somebody like Senator DeMint isn't truly conservative?
No, I'm not suggesting that at all. In fact, if you wait till tonight at 4:30, you will find that that's not the case.
Okay.
I'm talking about there are others who are involved, but. Get back to the Constitution. This one thing that is—it is true that this the earmark thing does give cover to a lot of people who are not conservative voters.
Mm-hmm.
I think the major problem I have is that, and let me just real briefly go over this. And your listeners are very intelligent,
mm-hmm.
So I think they'll pick this up. What we have is in our Constitution, to make it very clear, Hamilton and Madison were very clear that we. Only the legislative branch should spend money. And then they went on, and I'm going to go over a lot of that tonight. But the president, and the way it works, is he submits a budget to Congress.
Right.
That budget is going to be whatever the amount is, and the bottom lines in each category are the categories are pretty much what we respect. Let me just give you an example. I'm on the Armed Services Committee. That's
right.
An authorization committee.
Right.
When we get his budget, it's going to have all these things in it, and they're so bad that the first budget that he did, I positioned myself in Afghanistan because I knew when I told American people that he was disarming America, if I did it from over there, I'd get national attention doing it, and it worked.
Right.
So what we take, and I'll give several examples, he wanted, and the one I have used already extensively, and I won't tip my hand on some of the rest of them, was that he wanted a launching system that called a bucket of rockets. It's very good. We'd
right.
like to have it.
Right.
It costs $300 million, but we, in the strapped amount of money that we have to work with, we decided we could take that same amount of money and buy six new F-18Es and Fs.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't cost any more. It's the same thing, $300 million. And so we scratched what he was going to spend on, we put ours. Now, that's an earmark. That's
right.
An earmark that we would not be able to do.
So your position is there's a lot of demagoguery, and this is what I've heard back and forth, and listen, I've got great respect for you and admiration. I tend to think you're right. There's just an awful lot of demagoguery going on around the subject of earmarks.
Oh, they are, because all they want to say is, and they keep coming up with these platitudes on, you know, just what it is, and, you know, they don't really mean anything, these are the arguments that they use.
Right.
Let me just do this one right here. Earmarks are a great gateway drug that needs to be eliminated in order to demonstrate that we are serious about fiscal restraint.
A gateway drug?
There's one problem with that. It's not true.
Yeah.
Now, according to OMB and the federal watchdogs, some like several of the ones that you probably had on your program,
right.
Every year this has been going down, and I have the list, and I will be reading that tonight.
I cannot wait to hear your event today and tonight. I'm sure you're going to be making headlines over it. And frankly, based on your track record, Senator Inhofe, and I keep thinking about global warming, you're on the right track. We're going to watch it very carefully. I hope you'll come back and visit with us some more and explain how you're saying, listen, let's stop the demagoguery over earmarks and let's talk turkey. Let's be truthful.
Let's do that. You and me after the speech tonight.
I can't wait to see it. We'll watch it very closely. Senator Jim Inhofe, it's always great having you on the program. Keep fighting the good fight, sir.
Good. Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us here on the Mike Gallagher Show, portions of which are brought to you by 18million.com. Every song, every genre, every recorded, all on one site, 18million.com. God bless America. This is Mike Gallagher. Stick around. There's lots more compelling conservative conversation ahead here on Town Hall Radio.